Lines, a real estate podcast.
Walnut Creek, your host here, Frank Gray, and my co-host, Nicole Anderson. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Frank. How's it going?
You know, it's going good. It's going good. But, you know, we've got such a interesting real estate and mortgage market right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always interesting, right?
It is always interesting. But, you know, it's just the whole... Let's talk about the whole interest rate thing, you know, Nicole, because, you know, we were kind of in the sevens for such a long time. And then we had that little reprieve just a little while ago, like, what was it, a month ago or whatever. All of a sudden, we were down into the sixes and it was like, here we finally, we're turning the corner. And then, you know, everybody's starting to percolate a little bit. And then kind of came back into the seven, you know, back to seven again. And this leads us to this question, Nicole, of there's people out there thinking, oh, I just need to wait till the rates get down to be about five. I think I just want to wait, you know?
And that is the dream, right? We do want that.
Yeah. But I mean, what's your thoughts on it? I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want people to think we're beating a dead horse, but it has to be talked about again because this is a big deal. You know,
I think it's important to educate everyone about why, yeah. If you wait till it's in the fives, you're actually waiting too long. You're going to end up paying a lot more money for the property, and because the prices will be driven up because of supply and demand, right? You're going to have everybody else is going to be out there buying, right? So that's going to, then you're going to have to write offers over asking instead of like right now you can get the house. You might have a few like 6 months where you're paying a little higher interest, but then you just refinance, right?
Right. Yeah.
And while everybody else is spending more money for these properties, then you're going to have a lower payment because you're not going to have to spend as much to purchase the home. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. I had a friend of mine, a mortgage guy, and I was talking to him and he said, you know, you can fix your rate or you could fix your loan amount. You know, what do you want to do here? Because, you know, if we wait and just like you said, and I don't know why people aren't understanding this or not grasping it or not, but you're right. So rates come down a little bit, then suddenly people think, okay, now's the time to strike. Just like you said, there's going to be a whole lot of people. We still have a low inventory situation. We're only at, I think we're currently at a 3-month inventory, I think is where we are. And like normal over the decades that we've been tracking this stuff, a normal level of inventory is what they call a 6-month inventory, right? We're at 3. So we still have low inventory. You get a bunch of people running out there making offers and there you go. You know, it's they go up and up and up and now your loan amount's going to go up. And what's forgotten all the time too, Nicole? The property taxes go up with that sales price too.
I was thinking that. I was going to say it, but you jumped in about, you know, so, but I agree 100%. I mean, you're going to end up spending more money on your property taxes.
Yeah.
And I mean, not a ridiculous amount more, but well, actually over the years it adds up, right?
It does. Yeah.
And then, but I just, you're going to end up buying, like people refinance all the time. You're not like married to this loan.
Right.
And people like everybody who, when the rates were that owned a home that had a rate at like 4%. And when it went down to like, what was it? Three and two. Yeah.
Two and a quarter.
All refinanced. Right. And to reduce their mortgage payment. So I think like, especially with first time home buyers, I think they're under this impression that they're going to be they're stuck paying that rent, that rate forever. Mm-hmm. But the best time, especially for a first time home owner, is to buy it when the value of the home, the price of the home is lower.
Yeah.
Because the interest rates are higher and then you refinance.
Right.
And then that's just, I mean, is it going to be tight for a little bit? It'll be tighter. And then it gets better. Mm-hmm. it gets better because then your equity, you build this equity and all of a sudden now this house that you paid, you know, where you're refinancing, not only did you build some equity on it, but you, I'm sorry, scratch that. I misspoke. What I meant is, like, so let's say right now, I'm just going to use an even number just to keep things simple.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep it simple for me, sister.
Home,
yeah.
Yeah. You're out shopping for a home at 8%. You can, or not 8%. What's the interest rate?
Say
today?
Seven.
Six, seven.
Yeah.
Six, like almost 7%, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say 7%.
Yeah.
So let's say you buy a house and you qualify at 7%, right? For $1 million. So you buy a house for $1 million because no, and you don't have any real competition. So you only paid $1 million, right?
Yeah.
But once they go down to 5.5%, that $1 million home is now going to be 1.2.
Yeah.
Because people have more money to throw at it, right?
Right.
And you're going to end up paying 1.2.
Yeah.
Versus if you bought it at 7%.
Right. At one.
At one.
Yeah.
A few months later, you have a $200,000 in equity already.
Right. Like, yeah.
Why wouldn't, I don't understand.
Yeah. And then refinance it. Now you got your big, you know, you got your equity and just, I don't know. Yeah. I just hope that, I hope whoever's listening to this or even seeing it, if you are a potential buyer, and maybe you've been hearing this again and again, but maybe it hasn't sunk in. I hope it sinks in now, because here we are, we're filming this in February, but when do you think it's going to turn? It's probably, I think, you know, come March, April, there's other factors that come into play. Now we start getting into spring,
yeah.
Right? And even if rates aren't significantly lower than they are right now, you're still going to have more of an influx of people wanting to buy just because of the time of year. So really right now is a good time to do it. The winter months are actually great months for buying.
In the fall, like late fall.
Yeah, in the fall, right,
but,
yeah.
But what happens is that, like, in the spring, prices go up.
Yeah.
And they're always higher the following fall than they were the year before.
There you go.
And the interest rates are going to go, they're not going to be going up anymore. Well,
let's hope not. The crystal ball people are saying probably not, right? They're saying it should be coming down, but we'll see what happens. You know, you never know. But
and the crystal ball people were saying that they were going to keep going up, right?
Yeah.
They kept going up, but you know, eventually they're going to come back down again.
Yeah. So anyway,
this is the best time. It really is the best time to buy. You're going to save so much money in the long run.
Yeah. And there's some houses to buy right now in your neck of the woods, right? There's some opportunity out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're seeing, there's like some homes that, that have been sitting since October.
Mm.
And like, that's unheard of.
Yeah. See, so area. There's opportunity there.
There's absolutely opportunity.
Yeah. There. You know, maybe get get the house a little cheaper, or get some closing cost credits or whatever. Right. So you get a house that's sitting on the market for a little bit and it's a little more amiable to negotiate a little bit.
Yeah. Or you could even do it to ask, have the seller pay for like a 2-1 buy down.
Or heck, even a permanent buy down, you know, just, you know, pay a couple of points and get, you know, 6.75 instead of 7, or, you know, 6.625 instead of 7,
that's
you know,
what they really should be doing.
Yeah. That's how I've coached a bunch of buyers over the, you know, past several months, is just do the permanent buy down. If you can get a seller to credit something, buy it down permanently. That way, you know, if rates do get lower than that, awesome. You know, but if they don't, you're still awesome. You know, you did good. So anyway, there's a lot of things that you can do these days. There's a lot of product out there, a lot of different types of mortgage programs that are available. It's just worth taking a look at now before it gets bonkers again.
And it will get bonkers again. It always does.
It will. But the good news is, if you give Nicole a call, she's going to take care of you through the bonkerness. Even if you wait till it's bonkers, she'll help you. Right?
Yeah, we'll still figure out how to make this the best decision ever for you.
Yeah, awesome. What's the best way for them to call you, Nicole? What's the number?
My cell phone number is 925 925- 925-708-0017. That's 925-708-0017. And cool. That is the best way.
Yeah, that's the best way. Give Nicole a call or shoot her a text. She'll have a quick conversation with you, kind of figure some things out. If she thinks, hey, yeah, you should talk to Frank, she'll connect you to me, right? We'll look at the numbers. We'll look at the loan, see how that looks. And I tell you, it's a lot of times when we do this, Nicole, and we meet with some people and we start talking to them, they're often just pleasantly surprised, you know, like, oh, okay, I could do this, you know, and yeah, this does make sense. So it's really worth reaching out to Nicole to get the conversation started. So
it does. You know, you want to.
Yeah. You know, you want to
buy a house. It's just, you got to get over that fear.
Yeah. And I tell you too, man, that part is a little kind of, you know, especially if you're a first timer, it's a little unnerving because, well, I'm buying a house. But isn't it the case, Nicole, like once you do it and you're in and you're moving in and mm-hmm. you're living in your home, it's like, this is cool. You know?
Yeah. You're like, thank goodness I did this. Yeah. Like, and especially 5 years from now, if you buy right now, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I did this.
Yep. That's how you're going to feel. It's going to be great. All right, guys. Well, we'll get out of here. We hope that made sense. And just give Nicole a call at 925-708-0017. That's 925-708-0017. Absolutely stellar real estate professional out there in the Walnut Creek area and beyond. Her territory stretches pretty far. So if you or anyone you know would like to start talking about this, just give Nicole a call. Again, one more time, 925-708-0017, Nicole Anderson. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next time. And for the rest of you, all right, we'll see y'all later. Bye.